You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Do you use TikTok? It's okay if you don't, but for those who do, hang tight while I get everyone on the same page. This social media platform's gained a lot of attention in the last few years, and now small businesses have taken notice. Rachel Carton is a social media consultant.
TikTok is leveling the playing field of who gets to be an entrepreneur and what types of resources you need to compete.
And this includes local LA-based brands, such as the hair product line Rizos Curls. Its CEO, Julissa Prado, uses her personal and company TikTok accounts to connect with customers.
Three unique stocking stuffer gift ideas you're going to love.
I love.
And it's becoming an important marketing tool during the holiday gift season. According to the consulting firm Deloitte, 60% of Gen Z and more than half of all millennials will do at least some of their holiday shopping on social media. Even Gen Xers and boomers are warming up to the trend. So what does this mean for LA's entrepreneurs? KCRW's Megan Jamerson takes it from here.
When Julissa Prado launched Rizos Curls in LA in 2017, she started self-funded. So she relied heavily on social media because it was free.
I think social media really allowed small businesses like mine when I was starting off to be able to compete with like the big beauty conglomerates. It was like whoever was most creative was able to shine instead of like whoever had the largest marketing dollars.
At first, most of her customers came from Facebook. Then it was Instagram. Now it's TikTok. She changed her strategy around this time last year when she had an aha moment, realizing that if she wanted to reach younger customers, TikTok was where it was at. She was with her 18-year-old sister.
It was like her and her friends and like my little cousins that were all together. And they're like, I don't know what kind of hairstyle to do. And instead of like going to like Pinterest or I don't know, like literally Google, they didn't even open any of these search engines. They went directly to TikTok. And I'm like, wait. Like, let me see your phone.
So her brand leaned into having fun on the app. A year later, two-thirds of their customers are coming directly from TikTok to shop products on their website.
That's not even the platform where we have the highest amount of followers on, but it's really driving a lot of customers and turning, you know, making them actually shop. Because I think there's a difference between having engagement and getting a lot of views on something. And then there's like a whole other thing actually getting those people to purchase.
This has to do with the fact that authenticity is highly valued by TikTok users. And so small companies that rely on their personality and post lo-fi videos are doing really well on the platform, says Rachel Carton. She's an independent social media consultant with over a decade of experience.
Now you're seeing those big brands sort of like scramble and be like, it's not really working when we post that, you know, 2 minute taken on some nice camera, like beautiful storytelling, but it's not native to the TikTok platform. And it's those small businesses that have just had to rely on themselves because of maybe less resources or whatever it may be. And I think they're the ones that are actually sort of setting that trend.
The way small brands are able to speak directly to customers and just be themselves is something Amy Liu recognized when she started her clean makeup brand in Santa Monica.
It's honestly really similar to what it's always been. Like I was saying, when I was younger and I used to read magazines and we used to do those quizzes that were like, oh, what kind of a donut are you? Are you a glazed donut? Are you a whatever? And now it's the same thing. I think that's really the beauty of it, is if you can find a way to relate to the customer and they can see themselves in it and then they understand, they're like, oh, this one's for me, or this brand is for me because they speak to me in a way that I can understand.
Liu relies on a team of digital natives to promote her brand Tower 28 on TikTok. Erin DeVilbiss is a social media coordinator at the company.
If I want, you know, a purple blush, I can look purple blush up in TikTok and then you can see all the different options for what's out there and what you can buy.
Which makes it super convenient for Christmas shopping, says Danny Boyce. She's also on the social team.
I have my Christmas gifts like as a saved category, and just all day when I'm scrolling and I see something, I'm like, that is perfect for my mom.
I'm with Boyce and DeVilbiss at the Tower 28 offices in Santa Monica, and they're about to record a video for work.
This is an audio that's really popular right now. It's Mariah Carey's season. It's her time to shine.
She wants to use this trending sound to announce the restock of their popular mascara. She sets up a mini tripod, puts an iPhone in it, and grabs some mascara tubes. Then Boyce and DeVilbiss record themselves holding the mascara up to the camera while lip-syncing to Mariah.
And then you add the caption onto your TikTok.
Because TikTok is changing the way brands communicate with customers, it's also changing what it means for a brand in LA to take off. Trenton Williams founded his company at his kitchen counter, where we are standing now.
This is our first product. It's the original holster pouch that clips to your belt or your pants. It wraps around your thigh. It's essentially a modern day fanny pack.
He is the founder and CEO of Pochi Goods, which offers bags in different colors and belts for sporty customers. And everything from the design process to social media happens here in his Limerick Park home. When he started, he got the help of a friend who was a director to give him some pointers on shooting phone video and editing his first TikTok post. It only got maybe 200 views, which was a bummer after spending at least a couple days to create it, but
I didn't give up. That was the main thing, because I think at that point, if anybody else were to like put that much time and effort in a video and it didn't work, maybe they would think in their head like, oh, this isn't working out. Let me just stop doing it. But I knew that it was only a matter of time. I just had to continue to go.
Williams also grew up with a dad that started his own restaurant. So Williams knew it took persistence. He kept posting. And then a few months later, it happened. His first TikTok video from months before went viral.
And it's great because I sold out of the first two drops of my bags. The green one sold out within like a month. And then the black one just sold out too.
He sold 500 of the green holster bag, 600 of the black version. And bad news for all those procrastinators, Black Friday went so well, he's completely out of bags. It's all because of TikTok.
I like to compare it to, you know, this is my time to drive around the city selling my product in the back of a truck. I think back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, that's what you would do. Like, that's why I kind of gear my social media more towards me telling the story than anything. Me talking about the product, me speaking to people directly, because this is my product in the back of the truck moment. This is me selling mixtapes in the back of my hoopty to one day blow up. So,
and while TikTok will stay the strategy for now, one day, Williams says you might see him around town with his bags, selling them out of his trunk just for old time's sake. For KCRW, I'm Megan Jamerson.
Still to come on GLA, they met on the set decades ago. Now, LA power couple Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks continue to work with one another, which is also music to their ears. That's yours on the other side of this.